devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, pick up the phone. Hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, people listen to this program because we've done a little more living than most.
You think? I don't know, man.
I think we have. A little more sinning than most. I know that for sure.
If you believe in that kind of thing.
Well, I know you don't, so, you know. But I
That's
always
why you keep
did.
Hanging around me.
I always did. I always knew I was being sinful in your company.
Yeah, is that the attraction, man, that bring you to the dark side, Crudy, and you just like living on the edge? Come on, man. You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I got a good heart.
844.
And what two or three or four consenting adults do in their own time is up to them.
844. 967-2789. Pizza Box, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
God, you're starting to sound like Robin Voss with Caesar there. You know, he's got 15 people in his office. I think he's on wifey number 5 pretty soon. But, hey, he's going up north, man, because he doesn't want to get his ass kicked by these Trumpers. I mean, he's aware of what's going on. I've got the packets in my car that these guys were passing out at the Freedom Convoy. So he knows, he's just going up there and telling them what they want to hear because he's a spineless-ass wimp. And why doesn't somebody start keeping score of all this election fraud and nonsense they talk about? Anytime I ever see somebody getting busted, it's a Republican. The latest one was the one that Ron DeSantis had to part way with a couple of buddies that were, you know, election fraud. Come on, man. They always
now, Mike,
everything out that they're doing.
That is true. That is true. But sometimes they show their hand, and it's not projection. And to Crudy's point, I mean, if Voss is up there knowing what he knows and suggesting that you know a Republican attorney general will prosecute something just to do it, do you believe that Voss is the kind of guy that would follow through on that?
Are you kidding me? This is a guy that... I already mentioned the four wives thing, right? This guy has no loyalty to anybody. He's as bad as Putin. He's as bad as Trump. They're all in the same league, right? A bunch of scumbag men that if I ever see any of them face to face again, I think I might just drop them. I'm sick of
Come on, man. We don't talk like that around here, Pizza Box.
Once in a while. Hey, man, listen, they're killing us, okay? And if you don't, If you ignore history, you're bound to repeat it, and we're repeating fascism right now, and I'm not into it, man. I'm ready to fight.
Yeah, but you sound like Tim Ram Jam Rantham when you say you want to punch Robin Voss right in the nose.
He's being an anti-fascist. You know, we used to love the anti-fascists, like Grandpa, and when they went and, you know, fought the Nazis in World War II. They were anti-fascist. But now, it's critical race theory, and if you say anything against what the Republicans want, well, you're the communist.
I thought you were on Team Mussolini back then.
Hell of a way to go. No, absolutely not.
At least the family, you know, the ancestors. 844-967-2789. Another patient friend, Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Crude. Were you disillusioned or dissolute as a young man there? It came to my mind. And for Dom always turns the other cheek when Steph is giving a good spanking.
Thank you, ma'am. May I have another? She's got those tall boots, dominatrix style. You know, Dom's into that.
I resemble that remark, Mark.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that these guys talk about, you know, that... they ignore the Constitution when it's supposed to be, you know, that no religious test. It means that no religious test means no religious tests. And even though our country has not been faithful to that, I mean, that's what it should be. And now we got these clowns saying, oh, let's overturn Loving versus Virginia.
Right,
what
dude.
What the hell is that all about? I mean, you gotta just label these guys for what it is. I mean, they would actually overturn Clarence Thomas's marriage to his wife Gina then, and some of these states...
He'd be more than willing to sign off on that. I feel pretty confident.
But in some of these states, you could get lynched for hanging out with a white woman. And I mean, if you laid your hands on her, I mean, that's the death sentence there. I mean, it is just, these people forget recent history. I mean, and
right,
and that's
right.
Within
very, very recent history, Mark.
Mark, appreciate your call. We've got some breaking news. Hillary Clinton has COVID-19. It's being reported at this moment by CNN. Had to get that out there. Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of breaking
news.
Obama had it recently. Doug Imhoff.
Kamala Harris's husband got COVID too, didn't he?
I misspoke earlier in the show. I said some Republican senator had talked about a quota hire. I was wrong. It was right-wing talk radio this morning. They said that Kamala Harris was a quota hire.
Sounds about right. To Mark's point, this who's a senator from Indiana?
That fine racist.
He said he Mike personally Braun. Would have no problem. Mike Braun, thank you.
Republican.
Senator Mike Braun from Indiana. I kind of got to assume that based on the topics and where he's falling
states
down.
States' rights.
Thank you. Right, thank you. And that is absolutely my point. So I'm curious to know then if he thinks that, you know, interracial marriage should stay in a states' rights issue, then what's his constricting view on that? I mean, why not slavery? I mean, most states, of course, would probably not want to have slavery. But, you know, if a bunch of Nazis did get together and want to, you know, relive the good old days, and they form a state or, you know, whatever, and they decide to do that, would that then be okay? And if not, then I'm wondering where do you draw that line, Senator? There's a reason why some of these things have to be on a federal level. And he's saying, well, essentially, even though I support that, you know, has to be a states' rights and, you know, the federal government getting too powerful. But if that's the case, then how would you solve some of these other issues? And where do you stop in that philosophy?
One interesting thing I thought interesting, Patrick Leahy said in the nominee's senatorial judiciary hearing today, I was going to respond, I'm quoting Leahy, I was going to respond to something the junior senator from Texas said yesterday. He suggested Democrats exacted a political agenda by opposing the nominations and Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Leahy said, I kind of chuckle at that because, along with others repeatedly and clearly stated substantive concerns with Justice Gorsuch's nomination. There's no political agenda. I contrast that with Republicans' treatment of Judge Merrick Garland. We're still waiting for the substantive concerns with Merrick Garland. They blocked him for over a year and wouldn't even allow a vote on his nomination, apparently because of politically driven agenda. But they've been crying about Kavanaugh all day, folks. It's like a blizzard of snowflakes on the right.
Do we know what Ketanji Brown Jackson's favorite cocktail is? Has that come up today? We don't know that. It's not beer? We don't know?
She has not yet spoken her ever-loving adoration for beer or broken into
cry?
Tears.
Did she cry?
As far as I can tell.
She hasn't cried? Okay.
No, that was you.
Did witnesses come out and testify against her in public about the abuse that they suffered under her hands?
Sexual abuse? No, not today.
No, okay. All right, just wanted to check. I haven't seen a whole lot of the news today.
Buddy, enjoy your vacation. See you in like a week.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Thank you to U.S. senatorial candidate Tom Nelson for joining us on the big show. In advertising round here, we appreciate it, Tom.
Yeah.